You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you this week's planetary plans. Please be sure to check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we do have, again, a lot going on, but I think most notably is at the end of the week on Friday the 25th, we have a trine between Jupiter and Neptune. And that, I think, is probably, since it only happens like every 150 years or so, it is a pretty potent and lovely, magical, expansive, otherworldly, very evolved kind of nuanced energy. So that day, and I think leading up to it all week, we're probably going to be feeling the energy just of the expansion of our creativity as possible, our connection to what our real true heart's desires are, and like the truth about who we are and what we want and what brings us joy and pleasure and creativity. And the soul really is, all of our souls are really most happy when they're creating. So whether that be, you know, there's so many, life is just creating ultimately, but we can really participate well when we make something out of nothing and bring our own unique perspective to the world through some sort of, you know, creative project or act of service or volunteering or even just lending your energy and your ear is good. But with the bigness of Jupiter right now in Scorpio, and then it's trining Neptune in Pisces, that's a big, large cosmic soup kind of consciousness. Like, you know, becoming aware of the great central sun and other dimensions and all the chakras and things that kind of tie us into otherworldly realities, it's a very good time for that. It's all very heightened, and we're evolving quickly as a culture and as a humanity, I guess more humanity than just culture, in our awareness of what's going on around us. So our ability to change reality and create reality how we want it is becoming something that many, many people are conscious of now, which is really a good sign of our evolution. So now it's just a matter of us all being aware of that and coming together to create realities that are fabulous for the whole planet and also the cosmos in general. So that day, you'll be feeling it again all week. So kind of be in tune with that part of yourself. Make sure that you stay grounded as well. The same day on the 25th, there's a trine between Pluto and Mercury. So that is a very supportive, like, mental energy for creating something lovely, like creating clear thoughts and deep understanding and being able to really, like, make grounded, thorough, very practical future decisions based on the discoveries you make with your mind and your thoughts. And it's a very good energy also for any sort of detail work that you might have to do. And being Mercury in Taurus and Pluto in Capricorn, it's very, like, there's a very kind of solid, dependable, earthy, practical, like, long view kind of energy helping you, which is great because that same day, there's that wonderful mix between Jupiter and Neptune. So those two energies together give us this ability to, like, reach up into the cosmos and connect with, you know, other light workers and people who are like-minded that are also here to help the planet in some way, and also staying very grounded and figuring out, how do I pull these ideas and these understandings down to the real world and make them useful? Because if you're not able to make what you can envision for yourself useful in the real world, then it just stays in, you know, the etherical world. So this energy between Pluto and Mercury should help you get very real and very grounded and aware of what the truth is of what you need to do to create, what you want to create to be happy. So that same day, again, it's a busy day. There's a lot of important, the energies are all very potent and important. There's a Mercury, it's not Mercury. That's last week, actually. There is an energy between Venus and Saturn, which is very, Venus is grounded and Well, it's not grounded. It's grounded in the sense that it loves the sensual pleasures, and it loves harmony and romance and love and like all the beautiful things in life Venus is super into. So, and now Venus has gone into Cancer. So it gives us it just went into Cancer too. So it's just a new shift. So I think our ability to like shower love on our family and appreciate our loved ones and take care of our home, especially taking care of our home and beautifying our home, you know, whatever that is to you, planting. I like planting flowers and making like flower baskets. It's like a super creative thing. I've gotten better at it over the years too. I started out pretty dismal, but now I kind of know what goes together and how to plant things. I guess I started doing it all before I could have just watched YouTube tutorials, which would have made it all so much easier. But it is like a creative activity, and my hands are in the dirt, and I get to see something beautiful after. And I do have my son in the seventh house, which is a Libra house ruled by Venus. So there is a sense of like really enjoying beautiful things and little bits of beauty everywhere, which you can see everywhere. Like you can see beauty in a ladybug or, you know, a flower that's blooming. Or we moved into a new house and I have irises that came up. I had no idea what they were going to be. I didn't even know what an iris was until this flower bloomed. And they're just beautiful, and they're very like majestic and magnificent and take up a bunch of space outside of our house. And I'm very happy that they're there. So it's that ability to appreciate the beauty and just the simple pleasures of life, and also luxury too. I mean, the luxurious pleasures of life aren't bad either. But with Venus opposite Saturn, which is in Capricorn right now, there's definitely a realism going on and a sense of, I want these beautiful things, but, you know, they cost money and they take time. And there's practicalities that you have to consider, because you can't just, you know, manifest out of nowhere, is what Capricorn and what Saturn say. But it is true that you probably can manifest out of nowhere. And it doesn't seem like it's coming from nowhere. But Saturn is there to help you be grounded and do and check off your checklists and make sure that you have, you know, all the right T's crossed and your I's dotted and you're following all the rules. Because if you don't follow the rules in this real world that we live on, then like shitty irritating things happen. Like you get parking tickets, or, you know, you're speeding and you get a $300 fine, or you don't have your seatbelt on, or, you know, there's all these, I'm trying to give practical rules, or like your internet business, making sure you follow all the guidelines so that you're not, you know, going to get in trouble for copyright infringement and stuff like that. So it's the practical everyday, getting your taxes done, and all that stuff can be also very clearly done with this energy on Friday. So it's a big day. Like it's the moon is in Libra. You should be really balanced and capable of kind of producing, getting yourself very clear about what magic you're going to create in your life. Now I'm going to skip back to Wednesday. I should have just gone there first, I guess, because it would have been more chronological. But that was the big day is Friday for sure. But Wednesday we have a nice trine between Mars and the Sun, which will give you, again, a lot of extra energy that you might need. And coming off of Tuesday, there's a lot of energy connecting Mercury and Neptune and Mercury and Jupiter. So again, it's kind of like a preview maybe of the Friday energy in a sense, like a little less flowy, a little less, because trines are such lovely opposite or lovely kind of flows of energy. Whereas right on Tuesday, we're going to have an opposition between Mercury and Jupiter, which gives it kind of like, I should do this, but no, you should do this. There's like a desire for freedom, but then like a mental obligation with something that you have to get done too. So you kind of got to balance it all, which is really what life is, just balancing it all. And really going with the flow right now, the Sun has just gone into Gemini, and that is a definite like shift of energy. Venus went into Cancer, also a major shift of energy. And Mars recently, just last week, went into Aquarius. So there's this very, you know, our energy is very airy and possibly scattered, but there's enough, you know, Venus in Cancer and stuff in Capricorn, Saturn and Pluto, it helps ground us as well. So you could get a lot done, a lot that you might not otherwise get done. Also be careful, Gemini can be like a tricky, like trickster thief energy. And we were actually out hiking yesterday, and we parked the vehicle and kind of along the side of the road before the trailhead, and went in, and we were gone for maybe like half. No, not half. It was longer than that. It was like an hour and a half. And when we got back to the truck, someone had smashed our truck window in, and I guess they were going to steal stuff, but they didn't seem to steal anything that we could like totally be sure of. So it wasn't that big of a deal, except for some cream that I had just bought, which I had to like drive over the border to get into Canada. So that kind of sucks. But it definitely, you know, it's that sort of being aware of there's like this sort of trickster energy. And Gemini is actually the ruler of like thief energy too. So stealing. So though nothing serious happened, it's like a pain in the ass. And now we have to like replace a window, and nothing really seemed to get taken, which also, you know, is a blessing too. So when the shitty little things in life happen, they maybe help you appreciate that bigger shitty things aren't happening, if that's optimism for you. I don't know what is. So just be careful of that. Make sure you don't leave like tempting things in your car. It's probably even best to leave your car unlocked, and then no one's going to shatter your window and cause a big pain in the ass. So, and then let's skip ahead until the weekend, which is the 26th. The moon will be in Scorpio, so it'll be a very emotional energy. Scorpio is very intense, and it could be intense for good, or it can be intense for, it depends on, you know, how the mood sways you. But that day we have the moon in Scorpio trining Venus. That's lovely. And it's also sextiling Saturn, which is a nice energy too. There is a square earlier in the day, kind of mid-afternoon, between the moon and Mars, which could give you like an anxious sort of like part of you wants to relax and chill out and be introverted and kind of withdrawn and researchy. And then another part of you is like, no, let's like get out there and socialize and mingle and talk to the greater population. And it's that kind of Aquarian energy that does like to get out there and meet new people. So that is a day that it should have pretty good energy. But it might also be, you know, staying home is probably good too. The following day on the 27th, there is lovely mixes of energy. This Jupiter will conjunct the moon, which is nice. And it's the Scorpio energy. So there's this very sensual, committed, fertile, potent, creative sort of, you know, future seeing energy with that, which is lovely. And then again, it's trining. The moon is going to trine Neptune on the 27th, which is the creative energy again, very inspirational. And it's quite lovely. So if you can, you know, do something to capitalize on that energy, I'm such a Capricorn. I actually use that word in my vocabulary. How can we capitalize on this? So you do, I mean, really, that's the whole point, is understanding how the astrology, and especially for sensitive people, which I tend to attract as people who are very kind of intuitive and in tune with their emotional and psychic empathetic natures. So understanding how the astrology is moving through the cosmos gives you kind of a better handle on what your emotional weather is. So that's it for this week. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com. And I appreciate you listening. Check back next week and have a wonderful week. Thank you.